The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
This is The Hard Shoulder. Kieran Cuddihy with you until 7 o'clock this evening. A cold evening where I am. A slightly blustery evening. A pretty grey evening. And weather that's likely to continue and probably get worse as the autumn draws in and winter gets nearer. And given that is happening, it begs the question, should we be taking some sort of supplements to keep our bodies healthier, keep the immune system ticking away over the next few months? Sarah Brereton is with me. She's the owner of Natural Life. Sarah, should we be taking something?
Hi, Kieran. Thanks for having me on. Yeah, well, definitely. I think it's a bit of a myth that we can get all our nutrients from our diet all the time. And we've different requirements and needs. And like you said, coming to the colder months, it's like the name suggests, it's to supplement what we're already eating. So we're not to depend on them, but at different stages. So definitely winter time, like the One Nutrition D3 Max. I'm not sure if you know much about vitamin D, but that's a really, really important part of our immune health. It's a handy little spray.
Is that what we get from the sun, vitamin D?
Yeah. Fortunately or unfortunately. So yeah, where we're located, we're not getting much. And we do recommend kind of from Halloween or a bit before it, right through to St. Patrick's Day. It's a good way to remember the darker months, because we've such a northern latitude, to really get that extra amount, because we don't get enough from our diet, you know, from dairy products, from, you know, egg yolks, you know, to be getting it is in some fortified foods. But the level we need to really help with a healthy immune system and for healthy bones, we're nowhere near that. So a handy little spray is really convenient for the car or in your office. And it doesn't feel like you're taking a whole load of supplements.
And how long, how much of the year, rather, should we be taking that, did you say, up until?
Definitely, I would say the back to school time now, or some people say coming to Halloween, right through to St. Patrick's Day. So those okay. months where it's definitely a bit darker, it's really advisable to take it to help with keeping our immune system. Lots of studies being done with vitamin D since COVID times. So yeah, handy little spray, just do it into your mouth, hold it for, you know, 20 seconds and it absorbs under the tongue, lining of the cheek. So it's bypassing our whole digestive system, which, you know, we don't always get the best out of our supplements. And avoid those hard, chalky tablets. I dread them. You know, a lot of them, vitamin D is fat soluble. So it's always better maybe with an omega oil in a spray, because a hard or chalky tablet, we get hard to extract the activity from it.
So is there any other supplement then, a seasonal one we should be taking over the winter?
B12 can be another one, particularly if people are, you know, rushing and busy. It's a really important one to support immunity. And we know the busy bees, I call them, all our B vitamins, but they're water soluble. So unless you're having your whole grains, those green vegetables every day, if you're not feeling stressed, you know, if we're having teas and coffee, it can be really hard to get enough. You know, we have to get that in every day. So that might be another one, the B12, and that comes in a spray, a sublingual form. So again, it's a really good way of getting that extra bit in there and in the form, it's in the active form. Great for people to watch out for that, because again, some of the harder little tablets, you need to look for the word active or methylcobalamin. It's a big word, but if you see methyl at the start of it for B12, it's the active form. So it's just your body can use it really quickly, I suppose, is the main thing there.
And do these kind of recommendations apply to men and women equally?
Yeah, there will be slight variations, but looking for a reputable brand, looking, doing a bit of homework. I think if we were buying electronic devices or clothes, we will be researching everything beforehand. So I would advise maybe not buying supplements, you know, online from obscure companies we don't know. Maybe looking that they've done a study, they'll have particular recommendations that might be slightly different for men and women. And not just buying, you know, ones in the supermarkets. Do a little bit more work around it. You know, are they pure fill? Have they recyclable packaging? They good ethos? Have they studies behind them? But yeah, the definitely the B12, the vitamin D, magnesium, they might vary ever so slightly for men and women. But magnesium is another very important nutrient Yeah, that we hear a lot of talk. CoQ10 as well, as we get a little bit older. Very important for heart health, to support energy as well. And that's great for active, sporty, busy people, okay, which many of us are.
Sarah Burton, owner of Natural Life. Sarah, a real pleasure. Thanks a million for joining us.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.